The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's Thursday, and so it's not Carl and Linda Bott. In fact, it's not even Carl this morning. They've taken off on assignment, as they say. And this is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday. I'm joined this first half hour by a familiar voice to this area, Sue McLean.
Good morning. How are you, Trish? You look wonderful.
Thank you, and I'm so excited to have, I'm going to actually interview Sue for a little while here this morning. So you all are going to find out all the things you need to know about our news person.
Oh, my.
It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 56 and a low of 37. Slight chance of showers and then sunny. Mostly clear tonight and on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 and a low of 37. Partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a low of 38 Saturday night. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 62. On Sunday, partly cloudy, a low of 40 and a high of 63 on Monday, and mostly sunny. So a little bit of maybe chance of some precipitation, but a little drying spell, and that's always nice to let it soak in. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Sue
McLean. Good morning.
We all know Sue from many years on KLXR and many with Jim Albertson, and they did many things. And then how many years ago did that?
That partnership, the boy, that was many years ago. So we were together for almost 14 years as partners on the radio. I've been doing this for more than 30.
I know. So, but you've been with KCNR.
For almost 2 years. Yes.
2 years. Yes.
Yes, I'm going on 2 years, December 31st.
So the time flies. So you started out doing a few things, and then you're doing the whole weather hour, and now you're...
Yes, actually, you know, I started, and a lot of people don't know this, I started years ago at 106 in town, and I had worked for competing radio stations for a few years, developed some shows, all requests and dedication shows, and I did those. And most people, when I, you know, they think, gosh, I know the voice, and all I have to do is say, Preferred Carpet and Fabric Care, and then they're like, oh, I know that voice, or Shopko, the store for you. You know, a lot of times they think they...
Exactly, because they recognize
they hear it.
They hear the voice, and
right.
They know it.
So, you know, it's been a while since I did that ad, but, yeah, I've done thousands of ads. I've written and commercials, many, many commercials, voice, many commercials, produce, direct, edit, write,
and work the board and engineer and all of that. So after Bob Belongi left, we were all sure the whole world was going to come to a screeching halt. and by golly, you know what? It didn't. There was a few hiccups along the way.
We found a really good engineer, Ashley Essis. And I also engineer, and we are plowing along, so we absolutely love it.
My chopped liver.
Oh, Jared, exactly. Jared, you were
and
a
Jared,
staple.
And Jared's keeping us together here today, and thank you very much. I told him he needs to save me when I'm winging it like this. He needs to jump in, and thank you for doing that, because Jared's at the board this morning and keeping Sue and I on.
Isn't he the best?
Yes,
Jared,
yes.
Is the best. So let's see. Okay. So I do the news in the morning, and I've been writing for quite a few years. And, yes, I have done many shows through the years and designed and developed different shows as well, and talent, and developing talents. And that kind of became my specialty for a few years. And then I picked up the news program and started doing the news, and that was about 20 years ago. So now I am, not only do I do the news in the morning here, I do sales. So if you are interested in, you know, marketing and sales, I am your go-to gal. So you're more than welcome to give us a call here at the station if you're thinking about advertising, especially because we're going into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
We have different packages that are available. This it just came to mind. So if you're interested in advertising, we are looking for, we're always looking for someone who needs our assistance. And I have a book coming out, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so I'm pretty excited about that. This is, I'm a contributing author, and the book is Untold Christmas Stories, 12 Tales from 12 Different Genres. And I'm one of the featured authors with a surprise story from bestselling author M. Lacey. So, yes, the book is available. You can pre-order it on Amazon. I went on there yesterday, and I'm not sure if there were so many requests that we crashed it. So they're working on it at Amazon. Hopefully that's the case. But it's going to be part of an anthology. And so I've been writing, so they accepted it. And I'm in the middle of a novel that I'm still trying to finish. So just busy.
So this is the thing that I love when I we know people in the community. We work with them or we do certain things with them, and we know a little tiny sliver of their life. And quite often, I mean, I've known you for years.
Right.
I'm pretty much an open book. You can't be an elected official for 20 years and not have people kind of know a lot about you. There's still a lot about Trish Clark that people don't know, and that's as it should be, and I want it to be. But I think that I'm more of an open book because of that. But about your personal life, I mean, I'm pretty sure nobody knows.
Nobody knows where I come from, and it's kind of neat. It's kind of like being out there in the public with a very private life.
Exactly.
And I've always, you know, valued my privacy. So I really just kind of do the job and go home.
Uh-huh.
And now.
But here you have all of these wonderful talents and a creative person that is able to get in and do the things that you have done has that other stuff. And I think we all have that writer in us because we like to share thoughts. And if we're a person that likes to share thoughts publicly, I find myself writing things down. Just I'll get a thought about something, and I think I want to remember how I phrased that or how I said that, and I got it. So I find myself writing like that, and I've been told several times I'm not sure I'm disciplined enough to write a book, and I'm not sure people would actually want me to write a book because I probably know things they wouldn't want in a book.
Well, and that's the thing. I've been in broadcasting, so I know a lot of the deep, dark secrets.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think if I really started penning them down, a lot of people wouldn't be too thrilled. But there's other people that would just – I think more than anything it would be a comedy because of all the hysterical things that have happened to me in broadcasting. And being on location and doing it for so long. And I wouldn't rake anyone that I have been in the industry with over the coals. I think that's just, you know, there's some secrets that just never need to be told.
Well, I think, but on that same vein and switching just a little bit, as I tend to do, you know, right now there's a lot. And in the second half hour, I'm going to talk about all the stuff that's happening with the election and the things. And I still have people who look at me and say, "Oh, but Trish, you can't actually believe that kind of stuff actually goes on." Well, if those things happen, why aren't those people in jail? And I say to them, I could tell you stories about the community that you live in and the people whose names you would recognize very readily that would absolutely curl your hair. And this is just in Little River City. This is just in Shasta County. Politics is a dirty thing. Things happen behind the scenes in any community, in any town, that are not pretty and the public never knows about.
Right.
And that's just a reality. As I said, having spent 20 years in it, I can tell you things that people tried to pull, and I said, "Oh, no, you are not doing that without telling the public. That's not happening." Things that I discovered and unearthed, and things that I didn't unearth because it wasn't a mountain that I wanted to die on.
Right.
So having said that, if it's that bad here in Shasta County, I know how much worse it is at the state, and do I believe that there's an ugly, deep state in Washington, D.C.? Absolutely. I think we all knew it. We suspected it. Even I heard President Trump say it one time. He knew about it. He just never realized how deep and embedded it is in the system, specifically our security system, our FBI, our CIA, the things we think are keeping us safe. And how absolutely, totally corrupt it really is. And I think you're seeing all this come to head. I think the scab has been picked off, and they're trying real hard to put it back on.
Exactly. You know, once it's out of the box, it's hard to put it back in.
Exactly. But when you start peeling that onion, the problem is you start taking everybody down with it because they got something on everybody.
Well, the Epstein case is a perfect example, and the Biden Jr.,
you're crazy.
And those two, because, you know, it rocked Hollywood. But it went much deeper than Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
It rolled into the political realm.
Oh, yeah.
And
certainly the Ukraine.
It's been buried.
You start taking the Ukraine thing and you start peeling those off. And, okay, so Biden and his brother and they got money. But, whoops, wait a minute. McConnell's son has some money in it. Oops, Feinstein's. Oops, Romney's son has some money, and they work for these companies in the Ukraine, and it's like, uh-oh, we're not letting that cat out of the bag.
Right.
And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 605-4567. And I want to remind everybody that this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the IGO Veterans Cemetery, they're doing the wreaths across America. The sun's supposed to be shining. It's not supposed to be raining. If you haven't taken part in one of these, I so encourage you to go do it. It makes you just feel like Christmas, but more importantly, it makes you appreciate being an American and being part of that process. It's just so uplifting. I swear to goodness, you'll just walk out of there floating on the air. It's so wonderful. I've been privileged to do that, and also when we put the flowers on the graves on Veterans Day, and you just got to do it once. So this is a good opportunity. The sun's going to be shining this Saturday, 9 a.m. at the IGO Cemetery.
That is wonderful. Preston Sharp, just yes. A fantastic young man. I see him as a senator someday, maybe even president.
But yeah, isn't it fun to watch some of the wonderful youth that we have in our community and across these United States that are picking up this banner and are keeping, trying to keep America strong and being that conservative voice across America.
Absolutely. Preston wonderful. Doing a terrific job. His mom, April, just a fantastic woman, just huge in his life.
And you know that Kim Chamberlain was the one that started the Reese thing many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and was very involved with that, with the Reese for the veterans on the graves. And, in fact, we made a bunch of them one year. I mean, we used to make the Reese when we started this. And so it goes back. But anyway, so back to Sue McClain.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's talk about your history, because you've got some people, some names in your background that are recognizable in this community.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I am the daughter of Robert and Marjorie McMullen. My dad was a coach at Central Valley High School for many years. He coached all over football and other sports, and had a lot to do with students growing up to be better people because of my dad's influence. And I truly believe that. You know, there were seven of us in our family. Dad, I believe, did a terrific job. And Paul Howard, who recently passed away, who played football, my dad had coached him, encouraged him. And I do believe he was, you know, part of that history as well. And I just remember, you know, Paul showing up at the front door, you know, hugely successful, just say hi to my dad, you know, and coming to when I was in Chicago, he showed up there, him and his wife, and at my cousin's house, and just to visit my dad when he was in Chicago. So, you know, Paul went out of his way for my dad to, like,
oh, nice.
Just stop by and say hi, and they had been friends for years after, you know, even during his very successful years.
Okay, so you were born and raised here in Shasta County?
Yes.
And then you went to Chicago at what point?
No, my family all lives in Chicago. Because there's so many in my family, I kind of would, in my younger years, you know, crash
just
with them.
Just go and crash with whoever you wanted to.
You could. I was the youngest. You know, they call me baby.
Okay.
So it's the baby. And I would go, you know, spend some time with my sisters. But I lived here. I lived in Chico. That's where, you know, I had a show and was able to do a lot. I didn't get married until I was 28. So there was a lot of time in between where I was free to pretty much do a lot, but I always had my hand in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I initially started going to school after I went to St. Joseph. I went to Shasta High School, Shasta College, and I was studying to be a lawyer. And then there was a job opening at a radio station, 106, and I was like, you know what, I'm studying this. And then my friend and I were talking, and I said, you know, I'll just go put in an application. I could do it part-time, something. Mm-hmm. I was always interested in it because I was a huge fan of Casey Kasem and Shadow Stevens. So I went and applied, and I said, okay, fine. I wrote a handwritten letter. I'll work for free. I just want to do this so badly. And I was hired by Mark Soares years ago, and that was when it was Cars 106, and then that's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I had worked at different radio stations in town as well, and love the industry and kind of worked in and out of it throughout the years.
It is a fluid industry. I know that most of the names that are recognizable in this community have popped up at different radio stations, and it seems like there's also you never know when you're going to come in and just be fired, and the new management came in and, okay, everybody here, have a nice day because you're all fired, and then they pop up someplace else in the industry.
You know, and that happened. It happened to me one time, and I was because it was a huge takeover, by a huge corporation, and we were told, everybody at the table but me. They were all told, we're letting you go, all but you. And I went, you know, I felt pretty good about it. And anyway, and then the next day they came in and said, yeah, we're going to let you go. And then they called me 2 days later and said, offered me the job back and said, we're going to hire you back just at a lower rate. And at the time, I was one of the highest paid female jocks in town. And I went, not worth it. I've got another gig. And so that's what you do. You go where the money is.
Well, of course.
And this,
you know, a lot of people just don't seem to understand that they talk about the whole what our country is built on, and that is that we make money, we have start businesses to make money to support our families. That's what it's about. It's not a bad thing. It's that's how the world works.
It's survival.
Well, it is, and it doesn't make you a bad person. Because in the process of having those businesses and doing those things, you employ other people, and that's how the whole system works.
Right. And another thing I've noticed in this industry, it's very tight-knit, because the people that I've worked with in the industry for so many years are still in the industry. Most of the ones, you know, that I've become friends with over the years, and they're absolutely just the neatest people. And you have to respect other people in the industry because you're a good person and you're a good human, but also because that person who might be underneath you serving you coffee today and getting your dry cleaning or whatever might be your boss tomorrow. Oh, I'm being deadly serious.
Yeah.
It's true. And I've never, you know, really had an issue with any of the other talents in town. I think everybody pretty much knows who I am at this point, as far as in the industry that have been here for an extended period of time.
Uh-huh.
But then it was kind of whittled down when everything turned automated.
Exactly.
And
so, but there's only just what? This is the only kind of station now. We're going to kind of break in there because we've got a caller. We're going to go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad Sue is feeling better because I was worried when she was gone that she might have had the COVID. But
I didn't. You know, a lot of people thought I had COVID. I had, you know, there's other sicknesses out there besides COVID, and I had the flu. I was out for a few days, and I was just sick. I was under the weather, and I tested negative, and I know, you know, COVID had a lot of people worried for me, and thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyhow, I've got one more little thing to say. I do seriously miss you and Jimbo. Sometimes we call you on the request line to see if you could find some off-the-wall song. I'm sure you guys find out, where did they come up with this one? Anyway, I hope Jimbo and his wife are doing well also. So anyhow, the top of the day to you, ladies. I enjoy your program.
All right.
Thanks, Ron. Merry Christmas.
And let me just say that actually last weekend, the Elks Lodge had their charity weekend. And so we had a ritual that we do out there. We did it all outside, masked, everybody social distancing and everything. But we did our usual, the Emblem Club did a luncheon, and then the RV Club, which I'm a part of, did the Tom and Jerry, and Francis and Jimbo came in and to pick up their charity gift. Mm-hmm. And I was able to visit with them for a while, and it's been a while because I've had Jim on the show a couple of times. He's very reluctant. But once I get him on here, he really enjoys it.
He's just so good.
Yeah, but they're both doing well, and they're still out and about, and they're just a lovely couple. But you know, I'll give them your best wishes, Ron. And I mean, and I think maybe he might be listening if he's up, because he does that sometimes.
I hope so.
If you are, Jim, we're thinking of you.
Absolutely love Jimbo.
Oh, he's
Jim Albertson, fantastic, his wife. Just amazing people, and being his partner for so many years, that was so rewarding. And I knew when I first started in the industry, I said to myself, if when I am his morning show partner, I know I've succeeded. And
there
that
you go.
was my basic basis of success was being his morning show partner. But I had offers from other cities, you know, to go work as well. And I just came home.
Yeah.
You know, home is where the heart is, and it's Reading.
There you go. Okay, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
That's
I love that.
The
thank you. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Trish Clark, and I have Sue McLean with me this morning.
And someone was asking, you know, who is it? Sue McLean. I do the news here on KCNR. I'm also the sales manager here.
Exactly. And we're just interviewing Sue, and she's sitting in this morning for Carl, and we're just talking about all kinds of things. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567.
And I have a book coming out, Untold Christmas Stories. I'm just a contributing author. It's Untold Christmas Stories, 12 Tales of 12 Different Genres. It is, it's been available, pre-order on Amazon. It's coming out on Sunday. And pretty exciting. You know, it's my first story. It's been edited a lot. I mean, it's not the initial story that I wrote, but you know, it's my first outing and I have a novel coming out.
Good for you. Absolutely.
We're just going, moving forward.
Absolutely.
You know?
Good for you. I invited Sue to sit in with me this morning to find out a little bit more. And now we're going to kind of jump into a little bit of the politics.
Ooh, I like this.
Because I want to go back to when, you know, 5 years ago when Donald Trump was running for the presidency, and of course it was big speculation. And as you started to listen to him, I myself was a Ted Cruz girl. I was very supportive of Ted Cruz. I am a constitutionalist. I'm very conservative, but more than I'm a Republican. I've long since left the Republican Party in its present makeup in the background, in the rearview mirror. But I carry a copy of the Constitution in my purse. Have for years. I do it for two reasons. To remind me of that very small document that set up this powerful, wonderful republic that has survived for all this time. It's a very small, concise document that was put together. Unfortunately, over the years, it's been kind of blown out of proportion with all of the new laws, some of them constitutional, some of them not. And the new presidents and lawmaking that has taken place from time to time at the Supreme Court as opposed to interpreting the Constitution.
Right.
So there's a lot more out there. The other reason I carry this kind of a side note is because I get tired of people giving me the separation of church and state thing and telling me, oh, what you don't you understand about that? You can't have God here. You can't have God there. It's right in our Constitution. And I pull out my thing and I say, no, it's not. It is not in our Constitution. It says the government shall make no law. That's what it says. It doesn't say anything about separation of church and state. But I digress. So anyway, what I'm saying is, so when Donald Trump was running, he was very clear about the things that he was talking about. And he won over the American people. He talked about things that we all wanted to know about. He talked about our borders and the security thereof. He talked about immigration and the proper role that it should take. He talked about the imbalance in the trade system and how the other countries were taking over a lot of the things that America had done and how America was still paying for World War II, which, my goodness, has been how many years ago World War II, I was a child when World War II ended. We're still taking care of those companies and using our money and paying their bills at the United Nations and establishing peace for them and pulling them out of jams. Why are we doing that? Why don't we have fair trade? Why don't we trade with them and they trade with us as opposed to us paying big bucks? And how come we're letting China come in and buy up the whole country and take over all our businesses?
You know, and that is a huge issue I have with since the beginning of the pandemic, that they withheld that information, letting the world know. It took too long for them to notify the rest of the world.
They did it on purpose.
They had what was happening.
Yeah, they knew about it in December and January.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what happened? They start to recover and start scooping up American companies and American properties. And they shouldn't be able to purchase anything until after COVID lifts.
Well, and they shut off the supplies in many areas. And that the COVID issue is a whole, and China's involvement in it, that's a whole two shows. We've got to go to the phone.
Oh,
Roberta?
Oh, hi, Roberta.
Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning, ladies. I'm just enjoying your conversation so much, but you know, my family owned an answering service here. My mother started it in 1949. And, oh, the secrets that could be told. because for quite a few of those years, there wasn't any cell phones or we started out with pagers at first. In the middle 60s, I think. But anyway, before that, we were the contact for all the doctors, the tow trucks, the marshal's office, City of Reading, and so we just knew everything that was going on all over town. But, you know, I appreciated the discretion of all the ladies and a couple of gentlemen that worked on the switchboards, because as far as I know, not one person violated our privacy clause. They couldn't, whatever they heard in that office stayed in that office. And I'm wondering today if there would be that discretion.
I don't think so. It follow the money.
Paying for the silence, I guess. That's what some people do.
Yeah, and then my other comment is I was in high school when the flu went through Reading. And so we had four switchboards. Two of them were medical switchboards. And we were taking up to 200 calls an hour. People calling in and needed something because they had the flu. And I remember in the halls at Shasta High School, you didn't hear very much sound except for coughing.
So and we didn't shut down our economy, and we didn't shut down our world.
That's exactly what I wanted to say, is we lived right through it. And, you know, it's just amazing how the world has changed in my lifetime. And so anyway, thank you for all the wonderful conversation, reminders, and Jimbo and I were classmates, and it was fun watching him through the years, too. So anyway, keep having wonderful conversation up there, okay?
All right. Oh, thanks, Roberta. Great to hear from you, and Merry Christmas to you and your lovely husband.
Merry Christmas.
All right. You know, she brings up a good point because this whole thing with the COVID thing, and we've never done that before. There's an article that came out right in March of 2020, and there were some statements that the Dems see this as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. The COVID is what they're referring to. And they're saying that, you know, this is really a good chance to get a lot of things done, to get people where we want them to be in the control thing. And one of them was, and this is interesting, because the first COVID bill that they were coming out with and the things that the Democrats had in it was, interestingly enough, audits of the elections results. They said that election was rigged. Now they're saying it's not possible, but at that time, they were wanting to audit those election results that elected Trump because they knew that that was a fixed election.
For 4 years.
Exactly.
They shouted, it was rigged, it was rigged.
Exactly.
And now, this latest election, they're saying, no, that's not possible.
Exactly. And some of the other things they wanted in there was airline carbon emissions, corporate diversity requirements, collective bargaining for federal workers, expansion of wind and solar, the bailing out the $11 million in debt for the Postal Service, student loans, minimum wage, retirement plans for community newspaper employees. What the heck does any of that have to do with the COVID crisis?
No,
but that's what they wanted in that first bailout.
Yes. Now, if you recall, this is when everybody received those checks.
Exactly.
At the beginning of COVID, the government issued all those checks throughout the nation. And these are the things that you didn't know they wanted to include.
And it's 1,119 pages in Speaker Pelosi's bill. That was what she had. That's the thing she wanted to include to take care of and change the atmosphere. Take care of some pesky little things they hadn't been able to get through in legislation.
Right.
So it's...
Well, and that is why right now they cannot agree on a stimulus bill right now, is because there's so much, I'm going to call it trash in it, that shouldn't be in there. This is specifically should be for COVID relief. Nothing else should be included. It should say, the title should be COVID relief only. It's not going anywhere else, and get it out to the Americans, because the people are the ones that are suffering. And they've suffered enough.
But their whole point in the whole thing and shutting down this country, the whole thing, China came in, and I don't care what anybody says, they gave us this virus. It was purposeful. They passed it around. They put it where they wanted it before they let anybody know it was here. And we can have that whole discussion another time. My opinion, that's my piece, and I'm going to stick with it. The second thing I want people to understand about that, though, is once this got started, the Democrats jumped on it with both feet because they saw their perfect opportunity to force this country into a recession, which would ensure that Donald Trump would not be reelected. They took that and ran with it. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Back can just listen to the music all day, Jared, doing a good job.
Love this song.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and Sue McLean sitting in with me this morning.
Good morning. I'm Sue McLean. I'm the news director here at KCNR, and I'm the sales manager.
Good job.
Thank you for inviting me.
And if you'd like to join us in this conversation, our number is 605-4567. We're just talking about a lot of different things. One of in this last segment, what I want to get into is all the reasons why I firmly believe that this is not over yet. Anybody who is paying any kind of attention has to know at this point that this was not a fair legal election.
Right. We're still talking about the election right now, if you just tuned in.
Yeah. And we just, I mean, you got to believe that everybody says, wow, but maybe that was just one county, or maybe that there are thousands of affidavits. There are thousands of examples. The information that has come out, and they say, well, they've done these lawsuits. You must bear in mind that not one judge has heard the testimony. They have found some way. They don't have standing. They're in the wrong court. It needs to be at another level first. Every judge has found a way to bounce this, including the Supreme Court. But that's not stopping the people that are coming out. There's more information coming out every day. There's all kinds of paths yet. And the reality is there's all kinds of reasons that point to us, if you're just even kind of paying a little bit of attention, that it's impossible statistically for Donald Trump to have lost this election.
Well, a lot of information is also coming out about Dominion voting machines. And there's other countries that refuse to use them.
We looked at them in Shasta County, and the reason that most of the counties in California didn't take them is, because they can be manipulated and they're hooked to the Internet.
I talked to a friend of mine who, you know, knows so much about internal workings of computers and said all he needs is 4 minutes and a flash drive. And I'm thinking, wow, someone that I know could do that?
Well,
there has to be. It's
a given that they did it. And Sue, yesterday there was a county in Michigan where they have come out with a report. The acceptable error ratio for these machines is like 0.0008, like 1 in 250,000. The error rate on this machine that was tested in this county was 68%.
Exactly.
68 out of 100 votes were wrong.
Now,
in only the presidency.
Right. And, you know, here's the thing. Whether Democrat or Republican, we want this to be a fair vote.
We want all the legal votes to be counted.
Absolutely. If either side, you know, both sides should be angry. Both sides should be questioning what's happening right now.
We have people going on the Internet saying, okay, I'll fess up. I'm a poll worker and so, and every time I saw a Trump vote, I threw it in the garbage. I threw hundreds of them in the garbage. What are you going to do about it? And the sad part is, if we don't keep fighting this, nothing is going to happen to those. That's a crime.
And what about all the ballots?
Be in jail.
What about all the ballots that were picked up the next day?
And
they started.
And the boxes they pull
them
out from,
yes,
the table. And people say, well, that's just one county. Another argument that I hear, and I'm going to just say right now, please don't say this to me. Somebody will say, well, you know, I think if Donald Trump just talked a little nicer, maybe more people would have voted for him. Maybe if Donald Trump, let's just get it straight. Once and for all, Donald Trump won this election. With legal votes, he got more votes than any president has ever got, any sitting president has ever got. More votes than Obama or Clinton or Ronald Reagan or anybody. Legal votes counting, Donald Trump won this election. We don't even need to talk about what he could have done different to win it. The only thing that we need to change is the illegal happenings that happened during this election.
It's just strange what had happened during the election. And I've never seen anything like it. I've never heard of anything like this ever happening in the history of the United States. And even, you know, what I see more and more is we need another Tea Party. Boston Tea Party.
And we're probably going to have
it. Scary to think, you know, that is what could be in the future if this isn't resolved. And it has to be, to me, you know, we need to, if they're going to collect ballots, then we need to hire a company specifically like Brinks or one of those that is going to collect those ballots, and there's going to be people that are stationed there to overlook the balloting process. I mean, there's got to be something that can be done that would ensure the voting is on the up and up. I mean, and, I don't care, you know.
And we have, Sue. The thing is, we've always done that. We have done this whole thing. We started talking about it a year ago when they talked about this mail-in ballot. That was the whole crux of it. That was how they were going to make this happen. There are so many reasons why, if you're just a thinking human being, you have to deduce. You've got county after county where you have 98% voter participation. You've got state counties that have 110% voter participation. How in the world can you have 110% of the population? You've probably only got 60% of the population that's eligible to even vote.
Right, and how can millions of dead people vote?
Exactly. Biden reportedly received 81 million votes. Do you have any idea? That's more votes than Barack Obama won. You're telling me there was more enthusiasm in the Democratic Party for Joe Biden than there was for Barack Obama, the savior of the world? I mean, people voted for him just because how great it would be to have a black person as a president? And Biden, Sleepy Joe in the basement, got more votes? Really?
His campaign, he didn't – here, my question, just because I do the news. His campaign – he didn't do that much.
He didn't do anything.
You know, and when I look back on that, I went, you know, even for a local campaign, you get out on the campaign trail and you kiss babies and shake hands and things like that.
But
and he just didn't. He was in a box. He didn't do that much. It was hard for him. I get it, just because of the COVID. I mean, it was the same for everyone. But I think when you're running for the president, you just do more. In my personal humble opinion, is that his campaign just lacked. And still, you know, he ended up
But the fix was in, and that's what you have to understand. They had these machines fixed. When all of those states shut down, here's what went wrong in their whole scheme. They had them fixed so that for every Trump vote, so many votes went in for Biden. And they figured the way they had it figured that would account and Biden would win and it would just happen over a period of time. There about 10, 11 o'clock at night, our time, it got to be very apparent that they hadn't rigged them enough. They underestimated the amount of people who were going to come out and vote for Donald Trump. Totally underestimated it. So they didn't have the balance right that with the number of the Trump votes that were pouring in, they had rigged enough Biden votes to make up the difference. So they had to shut down all those places where they had the rig in on the Dominion voting machines, look at those states, and that's where it's at. And so that's why they had to shut it down, start bringing in their boxes. I mean, come on, photocopied boxes of unfolded 100,000 voted pamphlets that had never been folded, and they ran them through 100,000 for Biden, and that's all they voted for? Really? You don't think that's suspicious? And is it enough to turn the election? It absolutely is if you take it in each state and each one of these instances. This is not the end of it. And I want to make a final statement because we're running out of time and I get so wound up on this. Take a deep breath, Trish, because I told him, you're going to let me do the show all
EMG's
by myself.
Standing by for Trish Clark.
Well, I'm just going to say, and I want people to understand it. The last duly elected president of the United States of America remains our 45th president, Donald J. Trump. If they put Biden in, he's something, but he is not a duly elected president. This election was rigged. We now live in a banana republic if that happens. And I will never recognize him as the 46th president of the United States. And any thinking American is going to go along with me on that. It ain't happening. But I don't think it's over. I'm still waiting for the Christmas miracle, Sue.
Okay, then. We got to wait. We're just going to wait and see what happens.
Because I do believe that there's enough out there still. There's some stuff that's been released in the last couple of days. Open your mind. Think. Pay attention. Use a little common sense. Take care with your families, you know, about this COVID thing. But use your common sense along with it.
Right. And I think
final thoughts, Sue.
I think everybody just wants things to be better. We want this COVID thing to lift. People need to get back to business. Our local businesses need to stay open. And people literally need to be kind to one another. Just because you're on one side of the fence doesn't mean you need to hate each other.
Exactly. Join me in the second hour. My daughter by another mother, Karen Clark, is going to join me. Sue McLean's here now. And we're going to be talking about our seniors in Shasta County coming up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 885,000.
The Labor Department says the number of applications went up from 862,000 the previous week. It showed that 9 months after the coronavirus pandemic paralyzed the economy, many employers are still slashing jobs. The pandemic continues to force more business restrictions and leads many consumers to stay home.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell getting much of what he wants in an emerging virus relief package after months of digging in his heels against a demand by the Democrats to pass a multi-trillion-dollar package that would shore up ailing finances of state and local government.
The GOP leader isn't getting liability protection for businesses and other organizations, but the Kentucky Republican himself last week proposed dropping that controversial item along with another large tranche of funding for state and local government. State and local funding was a top priority for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer. Democrats are getting $90 billion in relief for local governments, but it'll be distributed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, meaning city and state leaders will have less control. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Joe Biden and Mike Pence set to receive some vaccine.
The White House says the vice president and his wife Karen will receive the vaccine publicly on Friday. Officials say President Trump, who recovered from COVID-19 earlier this year, will get vaccinated whenever it's recommended by his doctor. Meanwhile, transition officials say Biden will receive the vaccine as early as next week. Frontline healthcare workers and vulnerable people are the main priority, but having top U.S. officials get the vaccine publicly can help build confidence among Americans. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, want high cash flow with appreciation? The Federal Reserve is boosting real estate markets with super low interest rates. And where we build, it's booming. There's an old saying, don't fight the Fed with your investments. Founded in 2006 with a 15-year track record, NRIA gives you steady cash flow backed by $1.2 billion of new construction development. NRIA provides reliable 10% return electronic payments monthly of passive income, tax-deferred, plus upside bonuses to 21% annually as we sell out. You're inflation-protected with large apartment buildings and diversified in 18 prime developments, avoiding stock market risk. Do the math with us. Don't fight the Fed. Flow with the Fed. Call 201-210-2727. 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by a private placement memorandum. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Returns are annualized. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Germany has hit a record level of coronavirus deaths as it enters a much harder government lockdown, closing shops and schools to try to bring down some new cases.
Faced with exponentially increasing cases in October, Germany implemented a lockdown light at the start of November. The measures succeeded in levelling off the numbers of new daily infections, but didn't bring them down, prompting stricter ones now. In addition to closing shops and moving children to remote learning, private gatherings are now limited to two households with a maximum of five people. The lockdown measures are expected to be in place until at least January 10, with polls showing more than 80% of Germans approve of them or think they should be stricter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany on Wednesday recorded more than 179 virus-related infections per 100,000 residents. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A lawsuit challenging Alabama's mandatory face mask mandate has been tossed out. John Scott reports.
Opponents have claimed it was unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Keith Watkins dismissed the lawsuit, calling it a shotgun pleading that makes a lot of accusations without organization or solid legal claims. Health officials have credited masks with lessening the impact of the coronavirus. The mask order, which was first imposed in the summer and extends at least through January 22nd, requires people over the age of 6 to wear masks in indoor public spaces and outdoors when it's not possible to stay at least 6 feet away. John Scott reporting.
Groups representing ethnic minorities in China, again accusing International Olympic Committee of ignoring widespread human rights abuses. That comes on the heels of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, beginning February 4th of 22. More on those stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning. It's Trish Clark this morning. And Carl and Linda are off on assignment, and I'm here by myself this morning. First hour, I had Sue McLean join me, the news person here at KCNR, and also their salesperson. And we had a delightful conversation about a lot of things. Learned a little bit about Sue McLean, and that was really fun. Jared's at the board keeping me straight. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
It's 42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a day of 58, slight chance of showers and then sunny. And tonight, mostly clear, a low of 37. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 37. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 62 and a low of 36. Partly cloudy Saturday night. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 62, a low of 40. Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 63 and a low of 37. So we're going to kind of just have a break in the weather here for a while. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, one of our nice Anderson-based businesses. Joining us on the phone this morning is my cohort, Sharon Clark, without an E.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. I'm wonderful, and I'm so glad you're calling in so we can catch up a little bit.
I know. We haven't been able to talk at all through this craziness.
I know. So tell me a little bit about, I know that this has had a tremendous impact on your business and your seniors and what you do.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I think, you know, in all of the politicizing of this and the news cycling that's going on, the craziness of all of that, I think what's really been lost is the huge impact on our seniors, the isolation they're facing, the lots of folks are choosing not to seek medical care that they probably should be seeking out of fear. You know, this generation, a lot of people that are homebound do tend to watch the news, and so that cycling of all of that is such a strain, you know, from, and, you know, a lot of our, all of our clients obviously are still in their own homes, but still very isolated. I have clients where families are nervous to go over and visit them for fear of bringing something in, and so, you know, I think it's just the mental health situation. I actually had a family call me a few months ago that their mother was in one of our assisted livings, and because they couldn't get out to meals, they were at that time serving everybody in their rooms, and this lady had such a mental decline that they were going to move her up to like a memory care unit, and the family said, no way, we're bringing her home. You know, she doesn't need memory care. She needs people.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that, you know, there's a lot of tragic side to this pandemic with mental health that is, you know, a lot underreported, especially the senior category.
Well, Sharon,
and also, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to point out on what you brought up is the side effects of this, and when are we going to flatten the curve on those things? You brought up a great point about across the population, people not doing natural health screenings that we normally do? How many people didn't get a colonoscopy that they needed? How many people have not been to their dermatologist? How many people are not caught following up on a small lump someplace? How many people are not normal things that are going to turn around a year from now? And what is going to be the impact on our health system and medical system down the line because of this fear factor that's built in that's got everybody staying home and not doing the normal things they normally would do?
Yeah. I mean, it's, and then I have, you know, on the other end of it, you know, we have a few times my staff been exposed going into a home because the family members coming aren't masking up. And bringing it in and exposing my people, we've had a couple family members test positive that had been in the home with their loved one without masking up and exposed my people. And I'm so fortunate for so many reasons. You know, as frustrating as this time is, I'm a business owner that's still in business. And, you know, it's the little things like, you know, I still am employing over 45 people, and they still have their jobs, and I'm able to make my payroll, even though I have to pay people if they get exposed in their personal lives right now. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Trish, but the mandates from the federal government are if they get exposed in their personal lives and have a COVID-related exposure that requires them to quarantine, ordered quarantine, or they test positive, small business owners have to pay them for 14 days of work, whether or not I was responsible for the exposure. So I've got all these funds going out for that. Then I've got to pay someone to cover the shifts the person's missing. Most of the time, that pushes that person into some overtime because I'm limited on staff and where I can send them. So I mean, it's an everyday management of all of this, keeping track of all these mandates and moving money around, and just again, I'm so grateful that I have a business to worry about. You know, when you look at, you know, restaurants and everything else, it's just, it's a lot in this field right now, for sure.
And the people making these rules don't take any of that into consideration. You know, the willy-nilly attitude that they've taken with, oh, well, you can open now. Oh, now you have to close. Oh, 48 hours, you have to close everything. Oh, you can open back up now. Now you can do inside dining. Now you can do outside dining. Oh, put up a bunch of screens. Oh, no. And they do it in such a, well, that's true. They don't see us. The people
you're making these
decisions do not see the world that they're impacting. They think they can throw a little money at us, which I don't know where that money's going to come from down the line, but and that makes it all better. And they don't see what we're doing.
No, and when they I don't know what it was like, maybe a couple months ago, they closed down indoor dining for like 24 hours and reopened it or whatever. And I thought to myself, you know, I worked in the restaurant industry. So basically this business told their staff they had 2 weeks off, canceled their orders, shut down their stuff.
Throughout the produce that they couldn't use.
Yes. And then 24 hours later, and I mean, I'm not sure how many people have been in small business with entry-level workers. But when you tell people they have 2 weeks off and then you call them the next day and try to get them back on the schedule that they just had, a lot of those people are going to tell you no.
Of course they are.
I'm going to go see my mom. I don't really need the money. I mean, you're dealing with a transient workforce that may or may not have picked up another position somewhere, doesn't need the money.
Or especially if they're getting unemployment at a bumped up rate.
And so it's like, and then, you know, what I felt bad about was, you know, there are those of us, and again, even though I've worked in restaurants in the past, you know, if you don't think about those logistics, this all happened on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put them back. They tell them they can open on Friday. Trish, let's just say you and I go in on Sunday. They're short staffed. They don't have everything on the menu, and then we're bitching about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Do you love the post on Facebook? I want to jump through the screen and hit them soundly about the face and head. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they've come into this business, like you said, that's just gone through that, and the waitress was a little slow. And we had to wait a half hour for seating, and I'm like, are you serious?
They were out of our...
The meal we wanted.
I feel so bad for the restaurants. I really do. I feel like the restaurants and the like esthetician side of things, that whole like beauty side of things. You know, a lot of those folks are independent. They
absolutely
run their own businesses.
They take care of their children. They take their heads of households in many cases. They have mortgages, and they're told you can be open today, then you can't be open.
Right. And they're self-employed, and so you're dealing with, can they even get some of these funds that are available? You know, it's
not always.
And supposedly, according to, you know, what I've heard, you know, this money that I'm paying out, and if you do the math, you know, and you take, you know, 45 people times 20 hours a week times what they're getting paid, I mean, that's thousands of dollars that I'm paying out, not to mention the overtime that I may have to pay to cover those shifts that they're missing.
And the insurance and all of the other things that you have to pay, whether you could put people in there or you can't.
Right. So supposedly I'm going to get a tax break on that. I haven't heard how that's going to happen or what's going to happen.
Well, and they keep throwing out this thing about the money we got, the $1,200 or whatever portion thereof. Is that going to be taxable or isn't it? And how's that going to be counted? And with that, we're going to take a break, Sharon, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sounds good.
This one goes out to the man who minds a miracle. This one goes out to the ones in need. This one goes out to the sinner and the cynical. This ain't about no apology.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room. I'm not following that, but if you say something really good, Jared can give me a jingle and let me know, and I can answer your questions. I don't pay attention to it. I have a hard time walking and chewing gum at the same time. I have Sharon Clark on the line with me, and my Clark and Clark, the one without an E from Home Helpers, and we're just talking about some things that impact her. You know, Sharon, the other thing, just this time of year, aside from COVID, I always like to remind people that this is a time of year when, even with COVID, we're getting together, we're fixing meals, we're doing special things. Keep those seniors that you know that live around you in mind. You can't have them over for a meal. At least remember when you're baking to take something by and at least maybe, you know, call them on the phone. Try to get them involved. It's awful terrible to be alone at this time of year.
It really is. In fact, you know, one of the new services that we're offering is a wellness call, and families can schedule these calls at certain times of day, and the pricing is by the call, so that as long as the person wants to visit, and we can check in, we can visit, we can talk about medication reminders, we can remind them on a meal, we can remind them about an appointment. But I think that, you know, to your point, there's a couple reasons it's so important this time of the year to check in on them. And a lot of times, if there is family seeing a loved one, this is a time, too, where you can really check in on how they're doing. If you haven't seen someone for a while, you know, are medications being taken properly? Is there fresh food in the fridge? Is the home being kept up? How's their mobility and hygiene? And, you know, people sound really good on the phone sometimes, and when you see them in person, you can see that decline. So this is a good time for families to really be aware of, you know, what's going on and, you know, past due notices piling up, things like that that are out of the ordinary. A lot of times I've seen a lot lately where there's a caregiving spouse who's been managing things, and that if that person has a decline or any type of medical issue flare up, both of those people start declining really fast.
Well, yeah.
And that caregiving spouse is really struggling a lot, and which, of course, they're the one taking care of their husband or wife. So it's, and we all hear the old adage, you know, that caregiving spouse can be the one that goes first sometimes just because of the pressure and the stress of being a caregiver, which is a very hard job.
Monumental, and people don't appreciate.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can do if you know of a situation like that, I think there – and correct me if I'm wrong, because you certainly are more aware of the rules. We could all take precautions and go in and check on these people. You can wear a mask. You can glove up. You can do all kinds of things to go in and check on your loved ones, even with COVID.
100%. In fact, you know, Trish, one of the things, and again, I am not a doctor and I'm not a medical person. I know enough to get myself in trouble. But what I will tell you is my experiment of COVID has, you know, I've been dealing with this since February. I have over 50 caregivers. I've been going into homes. So has my staff. We have been around positive clients without knowing it. No one has got it. We have not given it, nor have we got it in a home when we're masked up and doing social distancing and washing our hands. The only caregivers I have had that have tested positive are have got it in their private life, in their group settings, unmasked and not taking precautions.
Well, there you go. So I want to get, if we don't accomplish anything else in this hour today, to get people to start thinking a little common sense and downplay that fear factor. Take a look at the death rate of this illness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very few people are dying from COVID. Is it a bad sickness? Yes, it is. Do people get sick? Yes. Do children die? Occasionally they do. Across the spectrum. But look at the death rate as compared with the flu, with colds. People die all the time. All we're hearing is about COVID. We had an instance earlier where someone called in with Sue McLean was on the phone, and they were so concerned because she was off the air for 3 days. She had the flu. This is flu season, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of our beds in the hospital are historically full over this time of year with flu patients. Everybody gets a cold. We're not hearing about that 24/7, but if you look at the statistics, more Americans have not died this year as compared with any previous year. In fact, the statistics are showing that maybe less people, Americans, have died this year. Just get a little of the fear out of it and think with common sense.
I was going to say good common sense. You know, if you're sick, even when you're sick with a cold, you don't go see an elderly person.
Of course not.
You know, problems. But, I mean, I had a gal on hospice who had a sick friend come see her unmasked with COVID and expose her. So, I mean, and expose my family or my caregivers. And, you know, I had a man who cares for his dementia-ridden, very ill wife who went on a hunting trip and had a friend on that trip with an outstanding COVID test go on the trip, expose all of his buddies who have elderly wives, test positive, get the results when he got home. Meanwhile, I have had two caregivers go in that house over those few days working with that wife and that husband who got exposed. So it's like some of this is just like, people, come on. You know, if you have an outstanding COVID test and you felt ill enough to go get one, don't go expose yourself to people.
Well, exactly. And just like I said, common sense. If you have a cold, if you have the flu, I mean, for heaven's sakes, I'm of that age bracket where they're telling me I'm supposed to stay home. I also have another condition that I have to be careful of, but I've been living with that for 10 years. I use common sense. If you're coughing and sneezing, I don't go anywhere near you. I didn't go before it was COVID, and I'm not going now.
Mm-hmm.
I take good precautions about where I'm at and who I'm next to in an airplane. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of, I mean, I take care of myself. That's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, you know, I mean, even in this house where we were exposed, we were masked up, you know, and it's a great feeling for me because, I mean, we are supplying so much PPE. You know, that's another, you know, huge expense. We're supplying gloves and hand sanitizer and masks to families and guests now in a home because half the time they show up without it. And, again, I don't want them exposing my people. And then even if my people don't get it, if they were exposed, it's a workers' comp claim. It's, you know, off work for that 14 days and me paying for it. If any of my employees have an exposure or test positive, it's a presumptive workers' comp claim until I prove it's not.
There you go.
So I've got to show. So, I mean, that's a whole OSHA has now made that mandate. So it is, there's so many, and the family members don't realize it. You might not think you need a mask, and you might think you're so healthy. If you come in to a home with my staff there and somehow you get on a list somewhere that you were exposed, then my caregiver was exposed, and they get the letter from the county, you've just opened up a whole can of worms for me to do my business, to do my job. And so it's bigger than just your rights not to wear a mask. It is impacting small business.
And I understand both sides of that whole mask thing, because sometimes when I go to put that mask on, I that whole thing about are we sheep, if they told us to stand on our head and spit jelly beans, would we do that as well? I mean, they haven't really come out with definitive proof that the mask makes a difference one way or the other. I have some thoughts both sides of it, but for me, it's like chicken soup. If I want to, it can't hurt if I use it with moderation.
Chris, that's exactly the case. I have a gal in my office who has a second job at a local business that was not complying with whatever zone we were in at the time, was not having their employees masked properly. It's not my business. I think small business, you do what you need to do. I mean, I'm not on the phone tattling on anyone or anything like that. But what happened was this gal that works in my office got exposed at her other job because they were not complying properly. She got put on the list. She had to quarantine. She exposed everyone in my office because she wasn't masking up in this other scenario. So now we are all working remotely. She's the only one in the office. She's young. She was following her mandate at her other job. I'm not mad at her, but this other business really impacted me because I lost an employee for a week and a half in the middle of this who helped me in the office. All the rest of us got exposed. you know, I've got to have someone on point to run things right now with everything that's going on. So I said, well, to heck with that.
Put her in there. She's quarantined.
That's right. She can be in the office. We're all working remotely from home. I did a great pivot after the last, you know, remote home situation. I got these great phones that work through our Wi-Fi, so it looks like we're calling from the office when we're actually all at home, and everybody can work together. And so it all worked itself out. But another small business inadvertently trying to do what they were trying to do impacted me.
And so it's like, that's what we have to keep in mind, Sharon, is that the things that we're doing – My attitude is kind of the same thing that I had when I was looking at the smoking ordinance way back. And I kind of said that, you know, here's the deal. If I want to go into a business and they're smoking, then and that bothers me, then I don't go into that business. So I speak with 100%. My wallet. Mm-hmm. The same thing with a mask. If you want me to put a mask on to come to your business and I want to go in your business, then I'll put the mask on. If I don't want to put the mask on, then I'll go to another business.
Right, right.
It, you know, it's not like, are they forcing me, and could I pull the ADA card on them and say you can't force me to put a mask on? I can do that. But let's use some common sense and choose the mountain we want to die on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're coming up on a break here, and we'll continue this conversation. If you'd like to join us, the number is 605-4567, and we'll be right back after these messages. I think that we're not going to a break right now. I think my engineer's on the phone. We are going to go for a break right now.
Oh.
Jared is back.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You'd like to join this conversation, 605-4567 is the phone number. This is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and I'm joined this hour with by Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. And we've been talking about the impact on her business with COVID, and also just kind of talking about seniors and caregivers and COVID and this time of year and the holidays and all of the impacts. You know, Sharon, one of the things we were kind of talking about off the air is earlier in the show was the impact on the small businesses and the lack of factual information that makes people want to live by the rules that they're sending down. They haven't been able to trace or show that any of these affections have come from these small restaurants or small businesses or estheticians or nail salons.
Right. You know,
they've been from large private group gatherings and bars.
I just read that in New York they could track 1.73% of exposure of cases to indoor dining. Over 70% of the cases were from the gatherings.
There you go.
So, you know, these restaurants, I mean, especially in these big cities, I mean, I feel horrible for the restaurant folks. I think it's been an industry that's really been targeted. And I've never read, I've never seen one news report of an outbreak from a restaurant.
I haven't either. Okay, we're gonna go to the phones right now, Sharon. We have a call from Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, gals and Jared. I was gonna share with this conversation that yesterday was the weekly COVID-19 media briefing. They're held every week, and they have different community partners. Yesterday, what is her name? Robin Schurig. She's a new HHSA public health director. Said at the two-minute marker of this meeting, we have to keep testing whether you're ill, symptomatic, or not. Keep getting retested if you work with customers, if you work with, ill people, patients, it doesn't matter. The point she said is, get this, everyone, if they don't keep up with the testing numbers, the cases, that they will lose that resource and it will be reallocated to other parts of the state. They only need you to keep testing so they can keep the cases. And there we are, why we're in the red and purple zone. And she said it again at the very end.
And that is so frustrating because for my staff, if they have an exposure, back to work till they have a negative test. And then when all these people keep testing, it clogs up the line.
Okay, both of you talking.
Sorry.
Yes, all right. Finish, Don. What Donnie Greenberg asked?
Yeah, Donnie Chamberlain had to ask at the very end, after a couple other media people, that she was basically saying, let me get this right. Are you saying, Robin, that if we don't use it, we lose it? And Robin replied, yes. This is why we had the new center put in a fixed location at the BOGG, B-O-G-G, at Breslau Public Health. We've already had the Shasta College as one of the early sites. They've got a mobile van, and then they opened up some new state lab in, I believe, Valencia or somewhere in Southern California. Point is, they've increased the capacity to keep this testing going. It will never go away, apparently. And where'd the real flu, common flu, go? It's not part of the statistical issues, and that's why I asked at the Board of Supervisors to do the annual statistical analysis, because right now we're all able to get a regular common flu. And yes, I more than agree that these masks have issues because there are no tests showing it stops a virus. Now, yes, it will help with spittle or droplets and that kind of thing, which I completely understand if people need the emotional part of being reassured that they're at least doing something. The point is it's not doing anything. Where's the research on that? And if people looked at what these masks are composed of, heavy metals, silicone waxes, formaldehyde, flame retardant, petrochemicals, and if your mask happens to be made of cotton, cotton is the most pesticided crop in the first place. So that's also a part of it. And then you have your warm breath breathing and inhaling this.
And it's cold season and everybody's nose is running.
Yes, there's many issues, not just the oxygen level and the carbon. And I'll just let it go with that. If you have access to the computer, go look up at the media briefing yesterday. It was 53 minutes long. They usually have the hospital administrators. Sometimes Intermountain mayors, she was there yesterday, but no Donnell Ewart. He's been kind of not so much in the scene here on these media briefings, so I don't know what that's about. They don't usually tell us. And anyway, I just want you to know, folks, this testing thing, if we stop testing, if you're not sick, why would you risk having one of these swabs inserted up into your nose as high as possible, right under where your brain sits? And if there is indeed these issues of nanoparticulates and prions are what mad cow disease is.
You made a good point, Lori.
I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just saying they're telling us the system.
To keep it going until we get all this money coming in and continue to do all this, you got to keep testing.
And I appreciate Sharon calling in because of this presumptive stuff, and it might be, that test does not tell you you're infected. It only says that they're picking up on little RNA filaments, old dead viruses, old vaccine components. It's a farce. It was never meant to tell you you're infected. They need to do an antigen test or blood. Otherwise, knock it off. This is absolutely medical fraud. It's a con. It's being exposed. And this is why Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said, we're done. You folks, tell us the amplification level, the number, the cycle threshold, or this is it. We're not doing it. So that's what's up, folks. This is why we're all just being nuts to each other. Don't shame each other. If you want a mask, wear it. If you don't, do not attack people who choose to stay 6 feet apart and elect to breathe oxygen.
Gotcha, Lori. Thanks so much for all that information.
Have a great day, gal. Thanks.
You know, she makes a really good point about this whole thing, and certainly the science on the masks is open to discussion, and the science on the tests. And they've admitted that just because you have this test, it's testing for COVID. And I've actually seen the guys we're listening to for information who've come right out and said, well, yeah, the common cold is also a COVID. There's 19 COVIDs, and they're not necessarily checking for COVID-19. They're just checking for COVID.
The problem for me is I have to play in the sandbox with
you do.
Because I'm a state.
That's exactly right.
You know, and here's the challenge when they say things like this yesterday, is that then when all these people keep getting tested, it blocks up the pipeline for my people to get cleared.
Who need to be
work.
Tested?
Yes. So here I am. I had an exposure. I can't send them into a home until I know that they're clear. And there's been times it's taken 8 to 10 days. They lost the results. They can't get the results. They've got to take a second test. I mean, this thing, the whole testing debacle has been horrible for my people. And meanwhile, they're missing work. They're frustrated. They want to go back. They don't have a clean test, a negative test. I can't send them back to work. I'm paying them to be at home. And now we're asking people to get tested even more, which is going to make it harder for my people, the people that really do need to get tested to get their results back timely.
Well, and while you're waiting for those tests, you might have 10 or 12 people that are being quarantined until you get those results because they've been exposed to that person that's getting the test.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's ridiculous.
So it is. You know, there are some places in Shasta County where they have immediate testing. You know, people need to check into that.
Yep, it's $130, so I've had to pay that a few times. so I can get someone back to work.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, that might be cheap at half the price if you could get 10 people back to work.
It's true. It's true. I mean, I'd rather do that. But some of them, like the CDC guidelines now are, you know, I think it's 10 days with a negative test or 12 days without. So, you know, it doesn't help a whole lot. It gives them 2 days to come back.
So if they've been exposed and they get a negative test, they still have to wait 10 days?
Yep.
Why?
Just in case. Maybe they're
not a lot of science behind any of this, is there?
There are cases where the viral load isn't high enough in your body, so when you get one of those tests, it doesn't pick it up. So I think it's like a negative test, and they want to double check that nothing happens. You know, by the way, my boyfriend texted me while we were chatting and said that the restaurant rate is less than 3% of transmissions can be traced back to the restaurant business.
There you go.
So there you go. I mean, it's pretty sad.
You know, and when I think of, and you and I, we know some of these people well that have been impacted by this whole thing. Beautiful, lovely restaurants that are no more, places that will never open again, and the sadness of what it's doing to our community and all these small businesses and businesses that are just not coming back after this is over. We're going to go into our final segment, and we're going to take a break and be back right after these messages. Thanks for joining us.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the Craze You'll Crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. 25 grand, 25 winners. December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Wow. Okay, and I'm dreaming of my Christmas miracle that's going to straighten all this stuff out. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio, 96.5 FM. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I'm joined at this hour with Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. We're taking your calls and having a discussion. You can give us a call, 605-4567. And we've actually got a phone call now. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, it's Richard. It's me? You got me?
Yes, Richard.
Hey, a few things regarding the COVID, the chamber resolution to close the chambers for the top two COVID tiers. Gee, I wonder, you know, they're afraid of us, apparently. I wonder if we're going to see them around town in stores and shopping and, you know, close to their citizenry that they're okay to be around in the stores, but they don't want to see us in the chambers. Interesting, isn't it? And how's that for representation, folks? Speaking of representation and transparency, you know, item C6 on the last agenda to limit or basically eliminate public access to the online chats of our government officials during a meeting. Interesting. I wonder what they don't want us to see. How's that for transparency, huh? And, you know, these people are just frauds. They don't like the people. They don't want to hear from the people. They have laughed at us, mocked us, called us names behind, under their breath. We've seen it all. We've heard it all on video. These people do not like us, okay? They are, and they're frauds. Did I say they're frauds? Yes, I did. The recall's coming up soon. They're giving us great ammunition to use for the recall. So, all right, keep it up, folks. You just keep it up. And by the way, the auditor, controller, and the registrar of voters, yeah. Yeah, they need to start filling out their retirement papers, too, because they're going to be replaced also. Because the auditor perpetuates the fraud by signing the check. The registrar, we've had the same voter fraud in this county that Trish mentioned earlier, and that registrar, she perpetuates the fraud under the guise of, well, it's the state law, I have to fall. No, I'm sorry. So she needs to start filling out her retirement papers also. That's all I have. I appreciate it. Any comments for me before I...
No, that's all right, Rich. You know, this is what this show is about. Everybody has an opinion, and we're listening to yours. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. You know, you can hear the frustration in Rich's voice. I was an elected official for 20 years, as you know, and I am a bit taken back by the city council here in Reading and our board of supervisors and their unwillingness to try to identify with the people that they represent. I know it's a frustrating time, but the very least we can do as elected officials is listen to the people and try to work in solutions to the issues they bring to you. Rather than say you can't, the answer should be, well, let's see how we can make that work for all of us. I don't see a lot of that in the Reading City Council and in the Board of Supervisors. Again, just my opinion. I and Carl and Linda give me this format to voice that from time to time, and I appreciate it.
Well, and you know, Trish, one of the things that I want to end the hour in a hopeful tone because I think we all need that too. I, in the middle of this and in the thick of things, as a small business owner, dealing with senior care, dealing with state licensing and OSHA and everything. I think when people aren't dying anymore, I have a lot of confidence in the vaccine. I've done a lot of research on it. When we feel like people are protected, I feel like everyone's going to breathe a sigh of relief. We're going to know, hey, the death rates, what we are seeing is going to go down. Our vulnerable seniors are going to be protected. Our assisted livings are going to be protected. Families are going to be able to see their loved ones again. And I feel very comfortable and confident going into the new year that, we're going to see improvement. I have to believe that. I've been dealing with this since February. I know we're turning on each other in this country right now with COVID, with politics, with everything. And I want some renewal for 2021. I want our health back. I want our wellness back. I want our fiscal health to stay where it's at, in our country. And I'm hopeful that that happens. And I want to value and respect our seniors. And I feel so sad about the folks we've lost that haven't been able to have the funeral and the recognition that the families want to give them during this crazy time, whether they die from COVID or not. These wonderful veterans and spouses and families that did so much for our country were not able to be celebrated the way that I wish they had been. And all of the fallout from this, I really want to believe that we're going to head into a better, more healthy, positive 2021.
That's my
wish for us.
I so totally agree with you, and I think, but I will only say that it's going to be up to us, we the people, to make sure that happens, because there certainly is a segment of our population who this is working really well for them and what they want to accomplish, and the more control that they can get us, and if they can get this to where they can make us behave in this manner and continue this control. This is, in my mind, an effort, and if you look at the places that are closed and the places that are not impacted, this is doing away with a lot of our small businesses, our small voices, and corporate America is alive and well. Government is alive and well. The people that are being shut down are our small, everyday businesses. We need to work really hard as a population to make sure that when it opens back up, the effort is put towards making these whole and not allow these big corporations. Why is it that Walmart is open and doing a thriving business, but the little drugstore down the street is closed? And the big dress shops, the big corporate shops are open, but the little dress shops, they've had to close. We need to really work and take it upon ourselves as citizens to be a part of this healing process as we go in and return America to its greatness again and not let this be the new norm. You're hearing a lot of that bandied around. This is the new norm. I say no, no, and heck no.
Right. And
we
want to
go back to the old norm.
And supporting your local business during the holidays, whether that's buying a gift certificate so that when they open back up, they have the business. You know, my girlfriend group, we decided last year we were going to buy experiences instead of gifts because Lord knows we don't need anything more in our home.
There you go. Please don't give me something I have to death.
So Robbie tracked down the guy that does the company that does the River Romance Tour.
Yes.
Because she got us all on that again. And even though they're not open in the wintertime right now, you know, And again, you know, it may be a risk. You know, that may be a donation. Maybe they won't be able to open back up. You know, who knows? But supporting your small business in whatever way you can, and really getting off of the bashing on social media. You know,
stop beating up on our little restaurants.
No, it's it's really sad, and we're all so strained and stressed and frustrated. That's like a area that we feel like we can get behind a keyboard and get out some of our frustration. But, you know, take a walk, volunteer, do something nice in your life, make yourself feel better a different way. Don't go down that negativity path. I mean, that's not going to help your health or wellness or mental state either.
And, you know, such a good suggestion, Sharon, to go out and buy something for somebody that they wouldn't do for themselves. Find the local massage therapist that you go to, or someone that does nails, or a pedicure, or a facial, or one of those things, and buy that gift certificate for those persons. Especially people that don't generally do that for themselves. So much better than buying something from a store that's made in China. Give them that local service. Support those local restaurants. Gift certificates for restaurants or at the cruise, whatever. But go out and get those kind of presents this year. Support those local businesses. Let them know you care. And like you say, so maybe they aren't going to be opening up back up. Maybe you help them pay a utility bill or buy a present for their children under their Christmas tree by making that donation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even, you know, I just, you know, if I do, you know, food delivery or pick up food, I just tip a couple dollars more than normal.
Yeah.
Thanking these people that probably are making less because there's less people coming in. There's less opportunity to make the tips. I've been a food server, too. I understand that.
Been there, done that. We all have.
Yeah. So, I mean, if, you know, there are little things we can do to help our community and feel good about ourselves and feel like we're doing something. So anyway, well, gosh, Trish, it's been so great to catch up with you.
Thanks so much, Sharon, for calling in this morning.
I miss seeing your face, but I have to tell you, you know, you and I aren't morning people, so being able to be at home
yeah,
warm slippers has been fun for me.
Oh, I bet it has, and here I am in the studio all by myself, Sharon. You should feel bad. But thanks so much for joining. This has been Clark and Clark, one with an E and one without. Going into the new year, I want to just thank all of you and remind you, you know, that there's so much going on in our community. Think positive. Try to be a part of the solution and keeping things positive. It's been my pleasure with you this morning. Carl, I'm not sure who's going to be here tomorrow, but thank you for joining me. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. Thanks so much for listening.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.